Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. Nobody picks me peaches or pears. Nobody offers me candies or cokes. Nobody listens or laughs at my jokes. Nobody helps when I get in a fight. Nobody does all my homework at night. Nobody misses me. Nobody cries. Nobody thinks I'm a wonderful guy. So if you ask me who's my best friend in a whiz, I'll stand up and tell you that nobody is. But yesterday night, I got quite a scare. I woke up and nobody just wasn't there. I called out and reached out for nobody's hand in the darkness where nobody usually stands. Then I poked through the house in each cranny and nook, but I found somebody each place I looked. And I searched till I'm tired, and now with the dawn, there's no doubt about it. Nobody's gone.
We'll be right back. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Patia. I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. We're sometimes joined by some other friends. But this summer, it's been a lot of Fatia and Emily time. But we hope that our Bound by Books friends join us again soon. And if there's any young listeners out there who love to talk about books, love to read, and want to try out being on the radio, we'd be happy to have you join us sometime. You can reach out to me at the library to find out more. So again, that's the Hudson Area Library. 518-828-1792, and you can ask for Emily, or you can email info@hudsonarealibrary.org for more info as well. But I'm excited to talk with Fatia about some books today, your poem from Fatia. Why don't we go ahead and get started with your poem, Fatia? I know you had one that you wanted to share.
It's called Silent Creep. In the dead of night, when the world is still and the air grows cold with an eerie chill, golden specters begin to rise underneath the blood red moon's cold eyes. Bats take flight with leathery wings as the haunted mansion softly wings of ghostly tales from ages past, where restless spirits forever last. The trees they whisper with voices low of secrets buried long ago. Graves stand silent, rows on rows, as darkness in the graveyard grows. No fog and mist, but banshees wail their mournful cries. A ghostly trail, wolves howl in the distant woods. In this haunted land where evil broods, the pumpkin leering with devilish grins hide the horrors that reside within. Candles flicker, casting eerie glows on this night when the terror flows. So lock your doors and say a prayer for Halloween's night of scare, when the supernatural and the unknown come to life in a bone-chilling tone.
That was a spooky poem. When it first started, I wasn't sure. I was like, it seems like it could be spooky, but maybe it's not. And then it got spooky. Once there was a haunted house, I was sure. But when it mentioned, I think it said golden specters. Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Start to rise. I was thinking that it could be like a spooky thing, or it could be like lightning bugs or fireflies, however you want to call them. But I think it was a spookier thing than a firefly. I love fireflies. They don't creep me out. They're just really cool. What made you choose that poem?
Well, because I never really say spooky poems, and spooky poems, like, give the vibes. Like, it's like, I like them.
Yeah, they give some vibes, for sure. Yeah, that was fun. It is true, we often read more, like, pretty poems or, like, inspirational poems. That one's just spooky. Although maybe someone will find some inspiration in there, too. You never know. So I had a couple books I could talk about that I read. Both of them are graphic novels, but to tie in with your poem, I'll talk about the spooky one first. And I really loved it. I loved both of the books I'm going to talk about. But the first one I'm going to talk about is called Read at Your Own Risk by Remy Lai, who I've read some other books by them as well. They wrote some books in a series called Surviving the Wild, which are very cute, like, easy readerish graphic novels. So there was Rainbow the Koala, Sunny the Shark, and Star the Elephant. They also wrote The Ghost Book. And they read some that I haven't read yet, like Fly on the Wall and Pie in the Sky, which I know are very popular. Oh, and Picasso also, which I haven't read. But this one just came out this month, and it's a graphic novel, middle grade, and it's written in the style of a diary or a journal or a sketch diary. So there's a mix of pictures and handwritten text as if somebody was keeping a diary. And it's told from the perspective of Hannah and sometimes from another perspective, which you get partway through the book. But Hannah is keeping a journal of what might be her final days because she has been cursed. So she and her friends decided to sneak up into an old like attic that used to be a library in their school and to play a game to communicate with spirits of the dead. So they're doing sort of like a Ouija board type thing where, except they drew out the board and are using, I believe they were using a coin. I read this one, but anyways, that part doesn't matter. But they're using like a Ouija board kind of thing to communicate with the dead. And something happens and all of a sudden Hannah is certain that they have been cursed by an evil spirit from the game. And so different horrifying things start happening to them. And they're sort of counting down the days until they believe they will meet their end and trying to figure out if there's anything they can do to save themselves. And it's just really, really fun. And it's spooky. I wasn't scared of the dark kind of scared or scared. I don't know. I didn't have nightmares or feel nervous in my own life, but it was really fun to read and definitely creepy and would be horrifying if the things that happened in the book happened to you. But yeah, I think for people that like a little bit of a scary story, they'll really enjoy this. And I really liked the journal style of the book. The cover's very creepy too. So that's Read at Your Own Risk by Remy Lai. And that came out just a week or two ago. So it should be available for people to borrow from their library or pick up at a local bookstore, however you get your books. And the other book I read is not scary. I guess it could be. There's moments where it's a little nerve-wracking, but it is called Ash's Cabin, and it is by Jen Wong, and it also came out just a week or two ago. And this one is a young adult graphic novel. It's about a character named Ash who is feeling pretty lonely and wanting some change in their life. And they'd felt a strong connection to their grandpa Edwin. And before he died, he used to talk about building a secret cabin deep in the woods. They live in California, so deep in the California wilderness. And Ash never really knew if Grandpa Edwin ever built the cabin, where it is, what it's like. It's just sort of this mythical cabin in the woods. But Ash is starting to feel like this is perhaps a good space for them to be. So they do a lot of studying and saving and packing and scheming and decide to run away to the woods to find the cabin and to start a new life alone in the woods with their dog. They bring their dog as well. And so this graphic novel follows Ash during their time, both their time leading up to being in the woods, but primarily it's set during their time in the woods, figuring out how to survive in the wilderness, learning about foraging food and fishing and prepping a fire and like kind of putting all of the skills that they learned in preparation to the test, and also dealing with how they feel being in the woods by themselves and how that continues. So it's a fun book for those who have read My Side of the Mountain. It definitely has like some connections to that. The author actually lists that as a resource in the back of the book as well. But it's a very different story, and it's also told in the graphic novel format, which is very fun, which actually makes me think that My Side of the Mountain would be a really good adaptation of a novel to a graphic novel, too. But I think My Side of the Mountain had a lot of pictures in it, too. I seem to remember pictures, like little drawings. It's a novel, but pretty sure there were some little sort of ink drawings in it, unless it was just so well told that I imagined it. Have you ever read My Side of the Mountain, Atiyah?
I don't think I have.
I don't know if it's still read as much. I forget when it first came out. It was definitely out when I was a kid, so it's a fairly older book. Oh, yeah. So I had to look it up because all I knew is that it was around when I was a kid, but it was around long before that. So it was first published in 1959, and this description does confirm that it has illustrations in it. So my memory was correct on that. But it's a story of a young man from New York City who runs away to the Catskill Mountains. So runs away up towards where we live today and lives out in the woods all by himself. The description says, with only a penknife, a ball of cord, $40, and some flint and steel, he intends to survive on his own.
Is it based on a true story?
I don't believe so, but I don't see anything noting that it was based on anything. I think it was just a story of the author, Jean Craighead George's imagination. And the same with Ash's Cabin. But there is a lot of true things in the book. Like, you learn a lot about the plants and wildlife in those areas, or the different challenges faced out there. But both stories, as far as I know, are completely fictional, not based on a real true story. But highly suggest both of these books. So Ash's Cabin by Jen Wong and My Side of the Mountain by Jean Craighead George. Very different books, but with lots of crossover concepts and ideas of a young person being alone in the wilderness. And then, of course, Read at Your Own Risk by Remy Lai. Very different, hopefully, truly hopefully, not based on a true story, because that would be creepy, but very fun and scary. And those are my book suggestions for the week. Did you have anything else you wanted to share today, Fatia?
No.
Have you had a good summer? I know school's coming back soon.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I love summer.
What's your favorite thing about summer, or what's your favorite thing from this particular summer?
Well, one day we ate at a restaurant. I love that. We went to a lot of picnics.
Picnics are nice.
And it was pretty fun, I have to admit.
I love all the fresh produce at the farmer's market. That's kind of a general thing. And then this summer, I got to spend some time on a lake. Two lakes, actually, and got to boat around and swim, and that was really nice. I hadn't really gone swimming in a long time, and it was really fun. So I've enjoyed my summer, but I'm also excited for the fall. Got a lot of fun stuff happening this fall at the library. Got a lot of fun stuff at the library this summer, too. For those listening on Friday night, if you've been participating in the summer reading challenge, you have until 3:00 on Saturday, August 24th, to complete and submit your reading logs and your scavenger hunt forms to be included in those raffles for those. So you can stop by the library and take part in that. But it's been fun. We've been doing a lot of reading this summer as a community, the library community. We've had a lot of fun programs. Some of my favorites, we had some animal presentations, and we did some cool stuff at Waterfront Wednesday with Fix It Picnic, and the Crafting for Money kids sold their crafts recently at Waterfront Wednesday. I bought way too much stuff, but it's all very cool, so I'm not worried about it. But yeah, one thing that's coming up in the fall that we're excited about at the Hudson Area Library is the return of the Ghostly Gallop. It's our annual 5K race and kids fun run. And you can find more information out about that at hudsonarealibrary.org. It's always a fun event, and we're busy planning at the moment for that. Your poem made me think of it because it had a little Halloween vibe to it. But yeah, we're going to have a lot of other great programs coming up. Next Tuesday, August 27th, here at the library from 4 to 6, we're going to be celebrating the opening of a new exhibit by Dole Wayne Green, who grew up here in Hudson and is a photographer who has beautiful shots of nature and animals. And we're really excited to be able to exhibit his work here at the library. And we hope a lot of people come out to see his work and see him if you know him from back in the day. And it's a family-friendly event, so definitely feel free to bring the kids, bring the adults. Everybody's welcome. Again, that is on Tuesday, August 27th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library, and that's in collaboration with the Hudson Eye Festival, which you can also find out more information about online. And yeah, hope to see everyone soon. Can come check out some books. Maybe you'll borrow some of the books we talk about on the show. Anyways, we're going to wrap it up for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
Bye.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want y'all to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Stopping us now.
Keep us